gospel reading will be found on page 850 of the Pew Bible, or should I say Seat Bible, sorry. 850. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke chapter 15, beginning to read at the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We are mourning the sad loss of our Queen. And I understand from Susie, who's had all the stuff down from the diocese, which must be a nightmare, to wade through, that there were some set readings that were particularly recommended, although not compulsory, for reading at today's service. But on reflection, I felt that I should stick with the readings that we have. For one reason, I think, is that we are mourning the death of a Christian queen. She made no secret of the fact that she was a dedicated Christian with a strong faith, both in heart, mind, and deed. And so I felt I would stick to the present readings, which I believe come to the crux of that very gospel which she supported and in her life portrayed. I particularly like this very short parable of Jesus, the parable of the lost coin. You may have heard this sermon before because it's a fairly straightforward passage, but it's worth thinking about some of the detail. Jesus, of course, was using the typical illustrations that he would use from life at the time. I smiled when we were looking at the background in our first hymn because it actually showed the Glenfinnan Viaduct, beautiful area, with the train going across it, if you remember. And it was only the week before last that I was on that very train going across the Glenfinnan Viaduct. Very beautiful indeed. One of the things we did well in Scotland was we went into a house at a place called Newtown Moor, if you ever go there, and there's a folk museum. which illustrates the life of the area from very early times until relatively recent times. Most modern house looked rather like my grandmother's. And one of the exhibitions was some of the very simple houses that the Highlanders into the 1700s used to live in. The very low brick wall, the house looking as though it's virtually made of thatch with the hole in the roof and smoke. And this was all set up inside as well as out, and we were told all about it. And we went in, and they said, before you go in, what you have to do is make sure, just as you're going in, blink several times so that your eyes get quickly used to the dark. And we went in, and it was quite an amazing experience, as some of you may have been in a similar thing. And there was smoke. There was smoke from the fire, which was mostly going through the thatch at the top, but quite a lot of it spreading out in the room. Very, very dark indeed, very simple, dirty sort of soil floor with a few bits of bedding on it and so on, illustrating the life of the people. And that would have been rather similar to the sort of houses that people probably would have lived in the Middle East. Perhaps the structure would have been different, but there again, it would be extremely dark. There would be, particularly during the winter time, they were probably sharing the house with some of their animals, the chickens, perhaps a cow or whatever it might be. And it would be pretty, looking back for us, very, very primitive and rather difficult conditions to live in, although they would have been used to it. But here this woman loses a coin. Now, there's different views of what this coin might have been. It might have been a coin for spending. And it's likely that the coin was worth about, probably just a few pence to us, really. And it would have dropped somewhere in the house, perhaps rolled into a very obscure corner somewhere. And of course, that would have been absolutely vital, simply to get bread or whatever the household needed. Perhaps the woman would have been in desperate straits as to where am I going to get the next meal if I can't find this small coin. It might have been a coin which would have been part of a set of coins often worn by women at the time, which would have been heirlooms. So it probably would have had financial value, but perhaps this dropped off and the smallest of these little coins would have rolled away and again would have been lost in some obscure corner. But whichever sort of coin it was, it would have been absolutely vital that this woman retrieved this coin. And to actually find it, she perhaps was searching for it for days, and her neighbours perhaps would have come in and helped, or, it would have been quite a hard task to find this coin in such circumstances. But she found it. When she found it, she calls together her friends and neighbours, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Over one sinner who repents. Jesus is saying that God will search out in every dark corner, no doubt of his world, but particularly every dark corner of the heart and of the mind, to bring people to himself, going out and actually searching. Now, a very capable Jewish scholar with a strong Jewish faith pointed to this parable of Jesus when perhaps he was looking at what Jesus had said within a Jewish context. And he said, this is quite different. This is quite different teaching that God will search out in such a way a sinner who repents. The Jewish idea would have been that people could come to God, but the idea that God was actually looking out and seeking out people who would repent was quite different. And indeed, the people who were listening to Jesus said, yes, this is a different teaching. This is telling us much more about God and God's mercy than perhaps previously we had understood. And so, one thing of which we can be assured, perhaps when we're in a dark place, in a dark corner, when perhaps we feel that we are letting God down or have let God down, and perhaps we are feeling, well, really, we should change our life around with this, we know that God is seeking us out, that God is there, ready to forgive us. The presence of God is always with us, searching out everything which is lost. And I don't think this is just a hope for us as individuals, as a hope for the church, and as a hope for the world. One thing about the Queen, I always feel, is that she was able to, as it were, search people out, to be open to everything around her. And I think her Christian faith was something that enabled her to do it. And in fact, perhaps different in many ways than perhaps monarchs before her, that she was able to express her Christian faith in the sort of action. And as perhaps the monarchy modernized over her years, over the 70 years, that became more and more apparent. Her speeches on Christmas Day, often watched by many, many people. Sometimes not directly, but you could tell that there was, as it were, a seeking out, reaching out to her subjects in this country and in the Commonwealth. And that, for us too, I think, is an example that we too should reach out, as God is reaching out for us in every dark corner. Our ministry too is to reach out to others in every dark corner where we might find people are. That's an example that many have set, including the Queen who we think about today. The hymns that we are singing today represent that. The fact that if we go to God, he is there, ready, as it were, to catch us. Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The ministry of Jesus was to search all those out in dark corners, whoever they were, whatever they'd done. That too is our ministry. Amen.